So the purpose of the rhythm map, people tend to strum the same way for many different songs across many different genres or whatever. They just have a couple strums and that's all they ever do. This is meant to give you freedom and flexibility in your strumming. People always ask me what is the strumming pattern of whatever song? And maybe they don't realize that I actually almost never preconceive it unless it's something tricky that I've already studied and it's like a specific thing. Like you just make it up on the fly and your decisions are informed by the feel and the tempo of the song. And so if you vary your strum in the middle of a song and it's a conscious thing, like a different section, you want to give it a different feel or something, then I think that's highly recommended. Okay. Everyone has their different comfort level. In some people are more rhythmically, they have more rhythmic sense than others, and that's normal. Whenever you learn an instrument, there's always strengths and weaknesses. Some people have no problem like visualizing fretboard. Some people have no problem with the rhythm part. Some people, I don't know, let's say they used to play piano, so they can read very easily. I've never met someone who's like naturally good in all areas of learning an instrument. So, you know, if rhythm is a challenge for you, no big deal. In this rhythm map, eighth notes, the top bar, it's blank. I didn't write any attacks. Attacks means when you hit the strings, right? But the most common guitar strum, which I'll put X's in underneath each of these, is 1, 2, and 4. So it would be down, down, up, up, down, up. It sounds like if we do a G chord, it sounds like down, down, up, up, down, up. So please write X's under 1, 2, the end of 1, the end of, I'm sorry, 1, 2, the end of 3, the end of 4. I'm sorry, I said it all backwards. 1, 2, the end of 2, the end of 3, 4, and the end of 4. Again, that's 1, 2, and 4. Yeah, the easiest way to say it is to just actually say the rhythm. Not only say the numbers, but say it in time so you can hear it. And it would sound
one,
like...
2, and...
Keep going.
1, 2, 3.
So the three, since the three is not doesn't have an X under it, we won't say the three. We'll only say what has an X under it. So it'll sound like this. I'm about to say it. 1, 2, 4. 1, 2, 4. So. Okay. The easiest way to feel the rhythm is to actually say it out loud with me. So there's different stages. The first stage is to just say the rhythm in time. So say it with me. We'll say it several times in a row. I'll count a four first. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 4. 1, 2, 4. 1, 2, 4. 1, 2, 4. 1. If you tap your foot, not everyone's a foot tapper, but if you tap your foot on the numbers, like tap, 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 1, 2, 3, you'll find that it's down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up. So let's do that together while we tap. We're gonna tap and say, we're not gonna play yet, but we're gonna play in a minute. Tap on the beat like 3, 4, 1, and we're gonna say the rhythm as we tap, which is 1, 2, 4. Keep going, and I'm gonna point out that it's down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up. Up, down, good. And so if that's all good, if that's not good, ask me questions. But if it is good, we're going to play it on the guitar with the same motion that we just did on a G chord. All right, 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, 4. if your foot and your hand are both going down on every beat. So if anyone gets stuck, just stop for a minute. Just go do your foot and your hand on every beat with nothing else, like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. So your foot and your hand are hitting the strings on every beat down in a down motion. 3, 4. Like. Yep. And then while that's going, 2, 3, we're gonna make the pattern like down, down, up, up, down. It's okay, keep going. Down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up, up, down. Okay? So, and then from there, so maybe not everyone has that yet, but we'll work on it. But if you do have it, your next row can be any one of those, any one of these, either taken out or moved. All right? So I'm just going to give an example. And then I'm going to turn you loose on your own to do it.
Just so you know, when you say any one of these, I can't really see your screen anymore because I have my rhythm app up. So if you can be more specific.
Okay. So I'm screen sharing now. Can you see it now?
Yeah.
All right. So any one of these, you move. You can move or delete. So actually, I'm going to give you a choice, Carol. Are we going to move one of these or delete it? So since you often delete the 3N, I'm going to go for something different, which is the 2N. So how would this rhythm sound just in saying it without playing it?
Down, down, up, down, up, down.
Right, correct. Down. So then that would be your rhythm. And if that ends up being too easy, see, this is a kind of a self-study thing. If that ends up being too easy and you could do it in your sleep with different chords, then move or delete one more and write it on line 3, and then move or and then keep going until it's something challenging.
Okay.
All right, and I'll look forward to hearing what you did. Hang on, I'd like to go back to recording this. So the student I'm working with the rhythm was 1, 2 and 4 and 1, 2 and 4 and he moved one of those attacks to a different part of the bar. And the resulting rhythm is now and two and four and two and four. And in other words, you move the one to the end of one. And so that's a very interesting rhythm because now there's no one beat. It's an implied, which is a very cool, interesting rhythm. It's going to sound like 2, 3, 4, 1. Drumming will be up, down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up, up. So you have to know where the one beat is, so even though you're not playing it. So I'm gonna count it off and we'll do a G, two bars of G and two bars of C. 2, 3, 4, and 2, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 4, and switch. Very cool, a very highly syncopated rhythm. One, two bars of G and two bars of C is what I was doing. Now we're down to 5 attacks in a bar, and the resulting count that the student chose is 2 and 3 and. In time, it's going to sound like this. 2, 3, 4, 2 and 3. I'm sorry. It's 2 and 3 and. What was it again?
2 and 3 and.
2 and 3 and. So in time, it's going to sound like 1, 2 and 3 and. 2 and 3 and. 2 and 3 and. And would you say it with me? If I counted off 4, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2 and 3 and. 2 and 3 and. 2 and 3 and. And good. It's a very cool rhythm. And of course the strum will be silent down. It'll be silent down on one, then down, up, down, up, up. Down, up, down, up, up. Right? Cool. How about we do G and E minor? Is that cool?
Yeah, let me see if I can get one.
Oh, just G, that's fine. If I may, the easiest way to get into it is, before you play it, count out loud. While your hand is going down on every beat, silently, right? You count the rhythm, like, two and three and, two and three and, two and three, then you play it. So on the next one, two and three and, two. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So keep playing that. This.
You ready? Let's go.
Yeah, we can make it better, yeah. When we come together, yeah. All you got is me and yeah. All I got is you.
So, interestingly enough, if you pause it, the bass line, it's like, it actually comes in on the of one. And then it's on the end of two, like as in one E and a two E and a three E and a four E and a and three and four and and three and four and. Very interesting. So it has.
And obviously when you're listening through the big speakers, the bass is a lot more prominent.
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody wants to put their foot down because the bass isn't on.
Exactly. I could see that. There's a tune called, I'm sure you guys know the tune called Tell Me Something Good. And the bass comes in almost exclusively in the verses on the ends. And it can be sometimes a train wreck. I've learned over the years to make sure the drummer is playing first, even though it doesn't go like that on the record. And I'm, right. And I even tell the drummer, no matter what happens, don't flip the beat, just play what you got.
Right.
You know. Because the bass is so compelling on the end. So that's a very good, that's a very interesting example. Were you able to hear that? Should we play it one more time?
We can make it better, yeah. When we come together, yeah.
All you got
is me and yeah. All I got is
all the way. Love is the message, eh?
There it comes.
You ready?
Three, four.
Yeah, we
can
make it better, yeah. When we come together, yeah. All you got is me and yeah. All I got is you.
Keep going. Okay, stop for a minute. I stand corrected. I stand corrected. It's really not sixteenths. It's not the of one. It's three beats over. It's three over two. Like if you're counting one, two, three, four, three, four, three, four. But the first one is out. So if I go one and three, four. All right, about this. One triplet, three, four. One triplet, three, four. But the one
is
out.
That's what it is.
So, yeah. So you leave out the one, and now you got three, four. Triplet, three, four. Triplet, three. So that's very, very difficult, you know, to dance to.
It's only the first one, and then they can keep the time, but it's the first.